Today, we're going to talk about how investigative case management company Case IQ advances speak-up culture by making it safer to speak up. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is the Ethicast. Case IQ is the leading provider of investigative case management software with solutions for ethics and compliance, human resources, fraud, and corporate security functions within mid-sized and large organizations. Founded in 1999, Case IQ serves tens of thousands of investigators and case managers on its software platform. It provides organizations with advanced case intake capabilities, workflow configuration, automation, and advanced analytics that help organizations run more accurate and efficient workplace investigations and prevent enormous costs in potential litigation. But more than that, by helping companies conduct better investigations, Case IQ helps them create a greater degree of psychological safety for reporters and witnesses, thereby promoting stronger speak-up culture that improves business integrity for everyone. With us today to talk about this is Shannon Walker, founder of Whistleblower Security, a global provider of confidential ethics hotline and case management solutions, and EVP strategy, Case IQ. Shannon, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. I'm happy to be here today.
How does an integrated intake and case management investigations process improve the experience for the reporter and overall outcomes for investigations in general?
Well, I think first of all, just the fact that you've got the intake form and the case management all housed within one platform creates opportunities for sort of synergistic communications between the reporter and the investigator. Old school ways, you know, you might get a phone call, people would take notes on a line of paper, transfer it into an Excel spreadsheet, maybe email someone else. You've got information flowing in an incoherent manner. And the opportunity for a configurable intake form that can be configured to your organization's specific capabilities that flows into a case management form that's built out to the investigator needs really creates an opportunity for, this ongoing dialogue, but also for analytics and insights that maybe you wouldn't have seen before. One of the things that we always say is this comprehensive dashboard that can be created out of an integrated intake form and case management platform allows management to remediate and actually make changes within the organization, be it policies, be it training, be it terminations or what have you, really allows you to review, reconcile, and respond in a much more effective manner.
Case IQ works with an awful lot of companies from a wide variety of industries. Now, I'm not asking you to name any names, of course, but are there any examples you can talk about where the unique aspects of a particular industry have created any special challenges or opportunities when it comes to the configurability of intake processes?
Oh, thanks, Bill. That's a great question because we do work in a lot of industries that have challenges based on perhaps the remote locations of their operations. And that could be in mining, it could be in oil and gas, it could be in agriculture, it could be in, with some nonprofits that work in really remote locations globally. And so some of the challenges that we're presented with is being able to support individual languages or dialects. And it's very important to create those opportunities for reporters when they want to come forward to be able to report in their first language. And I think that one of the things that we have to also take into consideration is how you actually present the question. And so again, with an intake form that can be configured, you can create that intake form, again, in the native language of your client, but also you can take it to that next level where you can present the question in a form that can be understood based on the audience is going to receive it. So again, with our clients, we, our services are open from frontline workers all the way up to executive staff. And you have to take all of that into consideration when you're posing the questions, how you're posing the questions, and also the level of support that you're giving these people. So not only do you want to have an online form or a chat function or an email opportunity for them to come forward, but you also want to have a live hotline available. And the live hotline provides that empathetic, safe place for people to come to when they're feeling scared. Because when whistleblowers or reporters are coming forward, they are taking a leap of faith. It's a very intimidating thing to come forward and report about someone else or some event within your organization. And so we want to be able to provide the most empathetic, comforting situation for the individual. And that goes back and forth between not only the hotline experience, but also on the online experience. And so with our 17 years in the business, we've really figured out how to make that intake form friendly, easy to navigate through. You don't want it to be like a mortgage application. And so all of these little nuances are very important to extract the type of information that you need. And again, the types of reports that we can get, it can go from harassment to substance abuse on site, to fraud and procurement issues, and to individual events that are very uncomfortable. So we really want to make sure that regardless of how the person's reaching out to us, we make it simple and we make it empathetic.
Sometimes investigations overlook the support that the reporter needs in this process. What are some best practices that you can suggest or shed light on that help to close the loop on investigations in a way that promotes consistency and transparency?
Well, there's a number of items that are loaded into this question that are really important. And first of all, I think anytime a reporter shares information with you, the first thing you need to do is acknowledge it and thank them for it as soon as possible after the original submission. People, again, are very nervous when they come forward and they need that sense of validation and credibility. And so the very first thing is say thank you. The second thing I think is really important is to have a set process in place. So when you get a report, if it's categorized as, financial, you know who it's going to for an investigation. If it's HR, you know who it's going to. You need to have those processes in place so that you can expedite, one, your reaction to the investigation and your response to the investigation. And secondarily, I think that the more opportunity you have to engage with the reporter after the original submission is, it's important for the legitimacy of the program, but also to keep them engaged throughout the investigation so that if you need further information from them, they're more accessible and they're more interested in helping you as you go through the investigation. I also think that sharing sanitized cases with your staff in general is a really important way to say, we are getting these reports. We are activating these reports. These are the outcomes of these reports. And again, you can't share everything sometimes because of privacy and confidentiality. But the more that you can share with your team, I think the more legitimacy around the program it creates. And then the other thing that I would say is that what's often overlooked is care for the witnesses. So it's not just the reporter that's impacted by whatever the allegation is within the organization, but there's often people that see what's going on who don't report or who are scared because of what they've seen go on. And I think that the more outreach management can do around allegations and around the potential impacts to your teams when something's gone amiss within an organization, the better you'll be for the outcome of the investigation. So there's a closed loop that has to happen. And I think that anytime you can share what those outcomes are, again, it'll strengthen the effect around your team believing that management really cares about what's going on, in the front lines. And if someone is gonna be brave enough to speak up, you really need to support them, protect them, and show them the respect, if you can, about what the outcome is of the report.
Can you talk about how and why companies might get better results if they view their investigations as a cyclical process rather than as a succession of one-off engagements?
Well, I think when you're entering into this very proactive way of improving, enhancing your business, you have to look at each investigation as a building block on opportunities to improve, enhance, provide future remediations for your business, future tools to strengthen it and to make it better. One of our sayings at Whistleblower is we make good companies great, because every time you have an opportunity, because of a report, you have an opportunity to improve and enhance your corporate culture. And that's where it shouldn't be something that's thrown under the carpet and hidden. It should be something that's celebrated. And I really wish we get to that point in our whole business paradigm where reporters are celebrated and they're not retaliated against, because these people are doing the best thing for the organization by highlighting problems within the organization. And so they should be celebrated rather than persecuted. And I think that having these types of systems in place really gives businesses opportunities to be better, to be more profitable, to be more engaged with their employees and empowering their employees to have a better work environment and a better organization overall.
Well, Shannon, thank you so much for joining us today, both for sharing your insights and for the work that you do to help protect reporters and to advance Speak Up culture.
Thanks, Phil. I've enjoyed speaking with you today and look forward to meeting you at Ethisphere in April.
To learn more about how the Case IQ platform can help transform your organization's workplace investigations processes and to schedule a demo, please visit caseiq.com. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe either on YouTube or on our podcasting platforms at Apple, Spotify, Google, and Amazon Music. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.